How do you handle Seattle? I mean, what do you tell the guys? I'm obviously going to get hammered all week with questions about.
Well, Seattle, I mean, we start our game planning process tonight. We'll meet as a coaching staff at 6:30, lay out the plan, look at their personnel, talk about, you know, things we expect during the course of the week from our personnel, their personnel, and we'll have our game plan meetings all day tomorrow, and we'll have a good plan for the players and get back here Wednesday.
Mike, got any update on Sam Barrington?
Sam Barrington, I actually have not spoken to Sam yet, and we're waiting back for some, you know, test results on Sam, but I think he'll be hard-pressed to make practice Wednesday. And Jason told me not to answer any injury questions, so I apologize for answering your question.
Mike, how did you think Randall dealt with his injury and getting through the game?
Well, I thought Randall, played well, and I think it's credit to him just to everything he's gone through. I mean, what these men do on a daily basis to get themselves ready, and in Randall's case in particular. The extra time, the extra treatment, so forth. I think it says a lot about him as an individual and his commitment to the football team to be out there and compete. So it looked like he came out of the game pretty good, and he'll be a week better for Seattle.
Aaron Rodgers' passer rating in the fourth quarter was 140, I think. Is it the crunch time notion? Is it real? I mean, do great quarterbacks, elite quarterbacks, play at a higher level at crunch time?
Well, I definitely say it's an important aspect of being, a top quarterback. And Aaron's done that consistently throughout his career. It's obviously important for him to play at the level that he played at yesterday. That was very important to us getting the win down there in Chicago. So just his decision-making, his ability to make plays with his feet. And, you look at the play that he throws to his left that was called back, and I guess it was earlier in the game, to James Jones on the holding of Bakhtiari. I mean, that's about as a classic coaching quarterback teaching tape some of the things I'm still very impressed with just the way he plays the position. So he's definitely a crutch time quarterback, I guess, to answer your question.
Mike, how do you guard against this being too built up, too much into the revenge or rematch, that storyline?
Well, too much of anything isn't good for you. I think that's something we all learn as we walk through life. I've learned that. I've coached teams too much during the course of a week, raised the emotion of the football team too much. So those are lessons that have been learned from my particular position of being the head coach here. So that's not going to happen this week. I can promise you that. We're playing Lambeau Field Sunday Night Football. It's our first home game. I don't really think we need to get past that. So I know who we're playing. They're an outstanding football team. They're coming off a tough loss in St. Louis. But, we're focused on winning the game. We're focused on getting our first home win, beating the Seattle Seahawks. And that's about as far as it goes with us.
Mike, with the little injuries that Clay had during camp, Nate Palmer took most of his reps at inside linebacker alongside Barrington, so he said it was a little bit of an adjustment playing with Clay in the game. How do you think he handled the situation yesterday?
Well, I think Nate did some really good things. I think he made some mistakes, but still was had productivity. So that's something that he can definitely build off of. We need to get better on defense. We weren't assignment clean as we needed to be. We really didn't handle the outside zone with the flat footwork that we struggled with against Philadelphia in the preseason, and it was an issue for us again yesterday. So, and that's a point of emphasis because obviously we're going to see it again this week with Seattle.
Tackling issues, is that something just kind of a commonplace deal in a week one game, or is that something that's...
History would tell you that, but that's not an excuse. We did not tackle very well. We were in double digits missed tackles. That does not cut it. So we need to do a better job there. I mean, it's just really the fundamentals of the game are really what we spent a bunch of time today talking about and emphasizing with our whole football team. So that's where we can make our improvement.
Mike, are some of the missed tackles related to how you played the outside zone? I mean, is it positioning
Well, I think it all flows together. I mean, first, you're playing run defense. Your gap integrity is very important, and how it fits, and how you handle a crack replace on the outside, and the ability to go tackle, a very good runner. I mean, we knew going into the game he was a focus. Matt Forte was a focus of ours. He played very well. We didn't do a good enough job tackling there, particularly in the first half.
Mike, when you say run defense, how much did you guys miss Morgan Burnett Sunday? Well, we've seen in the past how well he crashes up.
I mean, Morgan's an excellent player. He's definitely of in command back there, particularly with some of the adjustments and so forth. But everybody that played in the game was prepared to play in the game. These are things that we can learn from, and we'll see how Morgan is on Wednesday.
Mike, how much different does Seattle's defense look like without Cam Chancellor back there right now?
I'll tell you, I haven't seen him yet. I'll start Seattle tonight.